Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Sirens have again been sounding across Israel as Iran continues to fire retaliatory airstrikes. Blasts were heard earlier in cities including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The Israeli military says it's been intercepting missiles through the night. Local media say three people have been killed and dozens have been wounded. Hugo Beshega has the latest from Jerusalem.
Sirens sounded again in Israel before dawn as Iran launched another wave of missiles. Loud explosions were heard here in Jerusalem as air defense systems were activated. This followed a long night of attacks in which millions across the country were told to seek shelter. In Iran, state media says there have been more explosions as Israel continues with its attacks for a second day. Speaking on television, the country's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vowed to bring Israel to ruin.
Israel's attacks on Iran have largely targeted nuclear and military facilities, but have also hit residential areas. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on the hostilities. Neda Taufik has the details.
Everybody has stressed that the only path forward is through dialogue and diplomacy. There is a real concern that this is a very dangerous moment. We heard concern about the attack on nuclear facilities and what that can mean for the environment and populations. There are very clear laws about nuclear facilities being hit in wartime. There was very clear discussion about the fact that there were ongoing talks between the U.S. and Iran up until this point, and many wanting to see both parties get back to the table, although that has now been complicated.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Iranians that attacks will continue. Israel says it's hit nuclear facilities at Isfahan and Fordow, as well as Iran's main uranium enrichment plant. There are fresh reports of an explosion at Mehrabad Airport in Tehran. Kashaya Janedi is from the BBC Persian service.
Mehrabad Airport is important because it's the base for the Mehrabad fighter jet, and it's the Air Force base which is responsible for securing Tehran, the capital, and the area around it. During the Friday, we saw similar patterns of Israeli attacks on major military air bases in Tabriz, in Shiraz, in other parts of Iran, and it seems that after the first wave of their attacks, the second wave is that they're going hitting Iran's air bases in order to paralyze the air force.
The U.S. radio station Voice of America has asked more than 50 former employees to help its Middle East coverage, months after President Trump gutted the federally funded service over allegations of anti-Trump bias. Most of the recalled workers are from the radio's Persian network and were on administrative leave. This is the World News from the BBC. The first group of South African soldiers who were deployed to the Democratic Republic of Congo have arrived back home. The return of almost 250 troops marks the start of a phased withdrawal. They'd been part of a force sent by the Southern African bloc to assist the Congolese army. The regional force was attacked in January during an advance by the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels. US Marines have taken up position outside a government building in Los Angeles as the city braces for another weekend of protests against immigration raids. About 200 Marines have been deployed. The Army insists they'll only focus on protecting federal workers and property. Jim McDonald is the LA police chief.
The Los Angeles Police Department is fully prepared for the planned demonstration scheduled to take place across the city on Saturday. We're closely monitoring developments and deploying our personnel and resources strategically to protect public safety while safeguarding every individual's right to protest peacefully.
Earlier, an appeals court made a temporary ruling allowing President Trump to keep 4,000 National Guard troops on the streets of LA. Regulators in Mexico have closed a long-running case against Google after finding the tech giant did not breach competition rules. The investigation focused on whether Google had an unfair advantage in the digital advertising sector. Google is facing similar inquiries by competition watchdogs around the world. Two Mexican women have married at Mexico's embassy in Guatemala City, despite same-sex marriage being unrecognized in Guatemala, where the civil code defines marriage as a union between a woman and a man. The wedding was held in the Mexican embassy gardens and was intended to celebrate Pride Month. Critics in Guatemala say the nuptial violated the country's legal framework. Under the Vienna Convention, what happens in embassies isn't subject to the host country's jurisdiction. That's the latest BBC News.